People in Texas are now able to walk around in public without a face mask to help curb the spread of COVID-19. Businesses are also able to open at 100% capacity. Governor Greg Abbott says in light of the recent dip in COVID-19 cases, he sees no reason the state can't get back to normal. Well, for more on the implications of this decision there in Texas, we have with us Dr. Jewel Mullen. She's a public health expert and epidemiologist at Dell Medical School at the University of Texas in Austin. Dr. Mullen, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So some stores like Kroger are still going to require masks, but others won't. How concerned are you about the spread of the virus without this mask mandate and with businesses at full capacity?
I share the concern that releasing people from the mandates now is actually going to slow down progress and maybe even set us backwards in the response to the pandemic.
Can we talk a little bit about what's happening across the state? Cases are down since the winter surge, but in Houston specifically, deaths still average around 200 a day.
Yes. We hear the story of Houston, where we've also learned that all of the known COVID variants are being found, which once again means we worry about ongoing spread. That's the kind of warning sign that has officials there concerned and that we should be paying attention to across the state.
Yes, what you're talking about there is these variants that have been found in Houston, the first one found in the UK, South Africa, and Brazil. Those have shown to infect people more easily. How much could the spread of those actually complicate this recovery?
One of the things that we've been trying to help people understand is that the fewer precautions they take, the greater the risk there is for those variants to emerge and spread further. So could we be seeing the beginning of the next snowball forming? That would be one thing that I would worry about. And there's no such thing as a fixed border, even inside of a state, which means that we would not expect that issue to remain just in Houston. I would like to add that Texas remains near the bottom ranking among states that have vaccinated their population. Fewer than 1 in 10 Texans have been fully vaccinated for COVID thus far. So we have one of the most populous states in the U.S. with one of the least vaccinated populations compared to other states.
But Governor Abbott is actually pointing to, though, the vaccine rollout as one of the reasons for lifting the mandate. I mean, what I'm hearing from you is that doesn't justify this latest order.
So as a public health official, I always want to be able to tell people where there's optimism. That the vaccines are rolling out is something to be optimistic about. That they are not rolling out as efficiently, effectively, and equitably as they ought to is a reason for us to be more motivated to do better and to keep our guard up at the same time.
Do you think, though, what Governor Abbott is saying, I mean, essentially that the rollout is happening, we're going to see a ramp up, that could offset what we're seeing in terms of numbers and the potential for increase with this lifting of the mask mandate?
In the context of our saying herd immunity, where we can really feel confident about protection of the population being maybe 70 or 80%, but nobody can say the exact percentage, says there's a long road to travel from where we are now to where we need to be, even with vaccinations. A lot of Texas is rural, and I remain concerned about what we're not hearing about communities there, some of whom have not seen any vaccine yet. And we're also talking about a state where many people are still reeling in the aftermath of the power and water outages.
That's right, because Texas is still recovering from those water outages and flooding. Before we let you go, I want to ask you about the implications of mixed messaging around the virus and your personal thoughts about all of this. Here's Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo on MSNBC last week after the governor's announcement.
Forget what the governor says. Forget what the law says. What does our own humanity call upon us to do? And that's to be cognizant that this is one of the best things we can do is wear masks.
I mean, the chief is a high-ranking official giving a very different plea than the governor. With all of the experience you have in this crisis and the data available, what's your takeaway message for those who live in Texas who are now hearing all of these messages, who understand that there's no mask mandate and really just want some direction moving forward?
I would encourage people to think less about the sound bites and oppositional language. We can fight forever. And in some places, we probably will, because not everybody's always going to agree. But if we could organize around a shared desire to truly get to the other side of this together, we could share some strategies that everybody ought to buy into and leave the politics on the margin.
That was Dr. Jewel Mullen, a public health expert and epidemiologist at Dell Medical School at the University of Texas in Austin, on Texas lifting its mask mandate today. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.